We have three items on our agenda today, three draft advisory opinions, the first of which is draft advisory opinion 2024-03, politicalmeetings.com, LLC. This has been held over from a previous executive session. For the Office of General Counsel, we have Ms. Cheryl Helmsley and Mr. Bob Knopp. And we also have the requester here, Ms. Sue Rose, the CEO and founder of Political Meetings. Ms. Rose, if you don't mind coming up to the table up front in case there's any questions for you, we'd really appreciate it. And we've heard this before, but Ms. Helmsley, if you could indulge us and if we could get another presentation about the request, we would appreciate it.
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Good morning. PoliticalMeetings.com LLC, or PM.com, proposes to allow its subscribers to make small monthly contributions to candidates and national party committees via its web-based platform. Subscribers would then have access to non-public information about political meetings and events with the recipient committees, and PM.com would allow the committees at no charge to provide information, including links to fundraising sites and events outside of PM.com. We have three drafts this morning. All three drafts determine the proposed activities to be permissible. Drafts A and revised A in agenda documents 24-12-A and 24-12-A1 determine that the activities would not constitute contributions from PM.com and therefore Sue Rose as its sole proprietor to the participating committees. Revised draft A differs from draft A only in that it contains some technical edits and notes the requester's statement that it intends to convert at some point from an LLC to an LLP. Draft B differs from drafts A and revised A and is in agenda document 24-12-B. Determines that the activities would constitute contributions from PM.com and therefore Sue Rose as a sole proprietor to the participating committees. We did receive one comment on draft A. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're available for questions.
Thank you very much, Ms. Helmsley. Colleagues, let me open it up again. Are there any questions for counsel for the requester, or excuse me, for the requester or for OGC? Commissioner Lindenbaum.
Thank you. And Ms. Rose, thank you for bearing with us and with all of the requests for extensions. I am sorry I'm not there in person thank you while I deal with a sick kid at home. But we'd asked for this extension to try to find time to come to more of a consensus and have a consensus draft here. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. And I'm sorry, just sometimes that happens, but thank you for giving us that time to do it. For those that follow us, they'll know that sometimes those conversations don't happen among commissioners often enough, but that's something we've been working on here. So again, thank you for giving us that time.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindenbaum. Colleagues, any other questions, comments, points of discussion? Oh, Ms. Rose, is there anything you wanted to please go ahead?
I'm just available, if there are any questions, even after today's meeting. So, but thank you, no problem.
Thank you very much, Ms. Rose. Colleagues, maybe some appropriate motions then. Sure. Commissioner Dickerson.
I move the commission's approval of agenda document number 24-12-A1. Which is revised draft A.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on Commissioner Dickerson's motion? I see none. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All of those opposed say no.
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 All right, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3. Myself, Commissioner Traynor, and Commissioner Dickerson in favor, Commissioner Broussard, the Vice Chair, and Commissioner Lindenbaum opposed. Any further motions? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In draft advisory opinion 2403, politicalmeetings.com, LLC, I move approval of agenda document number 24-12B, draft B.
Thank you. Any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no.
No.
No. And that motion fails by a vote of 3-3. Commissioner Broussard, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindenbaum in favor, myself, Commissioner Traynor, and Commissioner Dickerson opposed. So we'll turn it over to policy. We'll not be able to issue an opinion today, but policy will be able to issue a closeout letter in response to this. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ms. Rose, for your time and your appearance here today.